A list of nearly 60 bills and resolutions was released today in preparation for the upcoming legislative session in Juneau. The pre-filed bills include everything from new gas line legislation to a call for pharmacy record audits. APRN's Capitol correspondent Alexandra Gutierrez joins us now to talk about the list. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Ellen.
So what bills stand out to you on the list?
Well, on the energy front, there's a bill promoting an in-state gas line that would go from the North Slope down to South Central Alaska. A pretty similar bill passed the House last year, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. The biggest difference between this bill and the one that stalled last year is that it would turn the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation into its own agency. This and oil taxes should probably attract a lot of debate. There are also a few bills that are meant to benefit Alaska's military members. There's one that would let military members who spend more than half the year outside of Alaska on duty claim their PFD definitely, so long as they meet other residency rules. Right now, soldiers can claim an exception for 10 years, but after that, they're done. And there are also a couple of bills that would make it easier for veterans to find jobs after they leave the military, like one that would waive a skills test for a commercial driver's license if veterans have equivalent military experience. And as far as young people go, there are a few pieces of legislation that would affect them, like one bill that would bring down the cost of student loans and another item that is meant to reduce cyberbullying.
So are you seeing anything in these bills that other state legislatures are looking at?
Yes, there's one bill that would make primaries nonpartisan, so the top two winners, regardless of party, would face off in the general election. California recently switched to a top two primary system, and it's resulted in a legislature that's a lot less polarized than it used to be, and by all accounts is actually getting a lot more work done. A primary system like that would benefit more moderate legislators from both parties, and if it had been in place in 2010, it would have prevented something like the Lisa Murkowski-Joe Miller face-off that we had. A few pieces of legislation that have been controversial in other states are also being introduced. There's a stand your ground law that would allow people to use self-defense in any place so long as they're not trespassing. That law came under a lot of fire in Florida after the shooting of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. And there's also a voter ID law that would require voters to show photo ID or two other forms of ID, like a birth certificate and something else, when they go to a polling place. We're seeing that introduced in a lot of other state legislatures across the country as well.
So this legislature could be a lot more conservative than the last one. Do you see anything in these bills that reflects that?
Those last few bills that I mentioned are something that we're seeing in a lot of legislatures with Republican majorities. Some of those policies are ones that have been promoted by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, which is a clearinghouse for bills that are supposed to promote free markets and conservative principles. However, we didn't see any legislation on abortion, which some people have been watching out for. But, of course, there will be another batch of pre-filed bills coming out later this week, and I'm sure there will be plenty more legislation introduced as the session picks up.
Have we seen this sort of legislation before?
We have. For example, the Stand Your Ground law that I mentioned has been introduced before, and it even passed the House, but it stalled in the Senate. That's kind of been the pattern for legislation like that. Now that Republicans have a solid majority in the Senate and the bipartisan coalition that existed before is basically done, there's a chance that more conservative legislation could have an easier time getting passed this time around.
Okay. Thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you, Ellen.
Alexandra Gutierrez is APRN's Capitol correspondent. The legislative session begins next Tuesday.